Traffic Police Officer Mayor Akech is busy directing traffic at Juba's Milikia Junction at midday under the scorching sun. He uses a whistle and hand signals to communicate to motorists who scramble for the right to move ahead. Akech says, unfortunately, many motorists have little understanding about traffic rules.
How this disrespect, when we try to stop them, they can just ride like that one. So now we need more light. If you just have a plan, a good plan like that one to indicate, to put traffic light, it can be also a good way just to all of your people. Like, we are just tired of saving people using our hands.
In February 2014, solar-powered traffic lights were installed at runabouts in the capital. But the lights stopped functioning for several reasons, including theft. First Lieutenant Lad Mabor Agok, an officer tasked with controlling traffic at Milikia Junction, says Juba Traffic Police work under adverse conditions.
You can stand, there is sunlight, and even it can waste your energy so much. Even many traffic NCOs, they have got very many weaknesses like malaria, sunshine. All these diseases can affect traffic. If there is traffic light, traffic personnel can sit and supervise the moment, and traffic light can control itself.
Mabor says the lack of traffic lights has caused thousands of accidents on the streets of Juba. Juba motorist Jock Mawien blames some reckless drivers in Juba for not respecting traffic rules, noting the traffic lights meant to facilitate the smooth flow of traffic in Juba did not work.
In South Sudan, everyone is in hurry. Even if the road is yours, one can come hurrying and enter the road. Such things are the ones causing accidents. When there are traffic lights, it will be better because it will give lights for everyone. It will even be better than the traffic personnel, because some of them don't know their work. They don't tell the truth whenever there is an accident.
Major General Daniel Justin, the spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, says the solar-powered traffic lights stopped functioning after the solar panels mounted on top of the lights were stolen by Juba residents. He says the traffic police department is planning to repair the lights in the capital.
We have already installed the CCTV cameras, so it is on the process, because we are going to connect them in a very advanced way. We have already initially started negotiating with the company. The traffic lights with cameras in it, they will help us. And this one will involve the highways. We are working very hard to see to it that it is implemented. The leadership have already approved the project.
Justin says the work of Juba traffic police officers is exacerbated by some chaotic drivers who allegedly speed and cause several accidents in Juba town. He says the officers are carrying out road safety awareness to motorcycle taxi drivers in particular. South Sudan's capital is the only town with traffic lights in the entire country. Some Juba motorists have not gone to driving school, while others obtain driver's license through unofficial channels. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.